Tonight's a little bit more serious topic. It's always serious, always important. But we're going to talk, Chas V'Shalom, a bit about why Chilul Shabbos, desecrating the Shabbos, is so very severe. So, Einish Chilul Shabbos, the punishment. We know that the punishment for desecrating the Shabbos, certainly if a person is knowledgeable, certainly if it's public, certainly if a person understands what they're doing. Again, most people today who transgress the Shabbos don't know the first thing about Shabbos. They're clueless. If they do have a conception of Shabbos, their conception is wrong of Shabbos, or they're not even fully observant. They never learned Jewish schools or Jewish education. They don't have witnesses. They're not doing it publicly. I mean, very often, the vast majority of cases, it's not this. But let's say in the time of Beis HaMikdash, and you have two witnesses, and they tell you, if you do that, you're transgressing the Shabbos, and you're chay of Misa, and you say, I don't care, and you do it anyways, then you're really bad. Or you're a yeshiva guy, and you know clearly Shabbos, and you're not so careful. Why is it that Shabbos is the most serious punishment at some level? What's unique on Shabbos, we call mitzvah Shabbat Torah, from all the mitzvah of Torah, Masha kol kach achamura ha-Torah be'einesh chal Shabbos, why it's so machmer and the einesh of Chilul Shabbos, for be'emes davar niskav, and the truth is, it's flabbergasting, sh'al Chilul Shabbos, when a person transgresses Shabbos, chas v'shalom, chayim yisrael, they're liable for the death penalty. V'zeh gam, Almaisa Koshu Dak Minadak. It's on every single thing. Dak Minadak. Even small little things, a person is Michal Shabbos gets it. If he purposely, knowingly transgresses a Shabbos, is Chamisa. Mashalo Chayev, a person, God forbid, could burn a Sefer Torah. Okay? That is not the punishment. Or you're going to Burger King, you have a cheeseburger, you have some bacon, you're not chay misa. And those things are betamtim as nafshe kolish. We know if a person eats treif, it sullies their soul. V'lo od, and not only that, el shemisa, of the death penalties, you know, the Talmud and Sanhedrin delineates four ancient, four penalties, four specific different types of death, burning, choking, right, beheading, Skila and stoning is the most serious. By the way, just remind ourselves that Talmud says that obeys in a court that and the Jewish people that adjudicates that Paskins that for every 70 years that declares a punishment every 70 years of death is a bloodthirsty based and means they tried as much as possible not to do it. But the punishment itself tells you how serious the crime is, and certainly if you don't get punished in this world. Which again, it was very rare that the Beis Din actually would do the death penalty. It was more to understand how severe it is in the world to come. But Skila is the most serious of all death penalties. It's a wonder. In all the commentaries, it's understood. Shabbos is Yisoid Ha'amuna. Shabbos is the foundation of all faith. She Zeicher L'Maisa Bereishis, which is a remembrance of the creation. Shalva Merkol, as we've discussed and expounded and elaborated on, Shabbos is Zeicher L'Maisa Bereishis, and that is the foundation of everything. The Hashem created the world, and not only did He create the world, He created the world from nothing, and it continues to have the world only because Hashem, as we've discussed. But the truth is, when you think about it, if Shabbos is the foundation of faith, and that's why the punishment is so severe and so serious, well, what about a person who burns the Sefer Torah? You go into the shul, you take out the Sefer Torah, and you burn it. Right? You would see a person burn a Sefer Torah, we'd be shocked beyond our wildest belief. And yet, burning a Sefer Torah as egregious and as reprehensible and as sick and as we rightly feel sick when we think about it, the punishment is malchus. If a person would burn a Sefer Torah, there'd be chayv lashes and not get any death. And l'chor nir shezeh b'kfir g'doyla, Even more, a person transgresses the Shabbos, if they actually think, when I break the Shabbos, when I turn on the light, when a person turns the light, drives the car, whatever, I'm sitting there denying the creation of the world. That's like, there's a thought process that has to go into that. But if you burn a Sefer Torah, that's a total denial of Hashem and His Torah. I mean, you think you want to throw down a Sefer Torah, that's a total denial of Hashem and His Sefer Torah. All of Amunah. Therefore, the question, just to go back, is why is Shabbos, why is the most serious of all punishment? Vada shlolanu loymer time of the krah. But he said, I'm not going to give the reason, but I want to say, derech hashkafa, why, derech hashkafa, I give a Valtan Shangan approach, why Shabbos is so chamer, so stringent and so serious. Veheicha matzano mitzvah dofa, where do we find something similar, where the stakes are high, where the punishment is severe, where it's unique? That is, as we discussed last couple weeks, the Beis Hamikdash. We were comparing over and over different aspects of how Shabbos and the Beis Hamikdash are alike and unique. Well, this too is unique in the Beis Hamikdash. Sha'al stia ketana ba'avoida, with a small reform, change in the service of Hashem, with a small change, a person can be liable for death penalty. Shekol mitzvah lochayav haTorah me'ad oinish misa. You don't get death right away. Filu mikdash, davar katan b'yoser, you're chayav misa. If you do a small change in the Beis Hamikdash, you leave the path, you're chayav misa. For example, hazar akarav yumas. If a Israelite, a Israeli, as opposed to a Kohen, offers the sacrifice, offers a korban, it's chayav misa. Below big day kahuna, if a Kohen does the sacrifice, he's not wearing the big day kahuna, the priestly vestments, what a Kohen's supposed to wear, chayav misa, liable for death. Begadim rushalan and musulakin, if it's they're ripped up or dirty or ruined or missing some, kazar, it's also, it's not like a Kohen, chayav misa, like it says, imish chatzitza pasul, if you have something. If you're wearing the clothes of the Kohen, and underneath you're wearing your suit and other things, they're blocking the clothes of the Kohen from you, Chayav Misa. Even the Gemara has a discussion, it doesn't say this, but the discussion of Sepekis. Now, if your clothes are airy and there's wind, significant wind, then going through, obviously that's not a normal thing in the Beis Hamikdash, but if it would be, maybe you'd have to wait for the Korban. Because again, maybe that wind would even be chatzitza, a barrier between the clothes of the Kohen to you. And that would also have the death penalty, because you cannot do the service unless you wear the vestments of the Kohen, the big day Kohen, on your body. Veneer. So what's the explanation of this? So severe for the Beis Hamikdash, things where nobody else. And same thing with the Shabbos. Things which to us would seem to be much more serious, are the punishment is less, and Shabbos the punishment is severe. How do we understand this? We compare it here to a person who's sick in one of his in a part of his body. God forbid a person would need to lose their hand, their frostbite, whatever it be, their foot, their toes. Let's say if you go a little too far, you're doing a person's, has to take off part of his hand or his foot because of frostbite, and you compensate a little too much, you go a little too far down, right? It's obviously terrible and tragic, but it doesn't kill you. It's not the end of the world. You're already losing part of your hand. But you're doing heart surgery, you're doing brain surgery, hey, you move just a millimeter off, you're going to kill the person. Just a little bit is all the difference between a successful brain surgery and a tragic brain surgery. Just as you're in that valve by the heart, just a little bit, and the difference between success and, God forbid, a funeral. But leave an effort, even a little bit. Mashu. You can have a tragedy. We can do a bezvanenu, when doctors do heart surgery or brain surgery. These organs, they have the machines, they have the form of microscope. They have all kinds of glasses and they're all kinds of refined tools to do that surgery because it's so, so serious. Any minor mistake in the heart or the brain, you can kill or maim the person for life. That exactly, says Rav Pinkus, is what the Beis HaMikdash is like. V'chenu mamish b'inyan Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash is mamish b'kalim, the Beis HaMikdash is the heart, the head of the Jewish people, of the whole world, actually. Shemisham yaitzachias la'olam, the spirituality for the entire world, came out of the Beis HaMikdash. Like the heart pumps blood to the whole body, and the brain affects all the nerves. It's the entire body, is those environment, the whole world is from the Beis HaMikdash. Should call mitzvahs, or can I show them when we call mitzvah Torah? If you make a change or variation, or you mess up in a mitzvah, it's like the, it's like your fingers, or your hands, or your legs, or even your knee, right? Obviously, if a person blows a mitzvah, it's a tremendous loss. Tremendous. But it's not the same tragic in the Beis HaMikdash. If you do it differently, it's like you affected the heart or the head, and literally it's sakana gedoyla ma'oid. It's tremendous danger to the spirituality of the Jewish people and the world. V'ksiv, can you imagine today you'd have like feminists, you know, in Berkeley over there, you know, saying, I want a different temple service. You know, they want to do it differently. You can't play games over there. They want to just make a few changes. We went to different organs, whatever they want. You know, all men are created equal. Why do the Kohens get to do it? We should do it. Where's the ladies over here? You know, we need a feminine touch. You know, this is not a thing you play around with. V'chsiv, it says in Kohelas, natate behem eitz kol pri. Shlomo Melech says, I planted an eighth of every kind of fruit. Mefarsham Rashi, Shayash Shlomo Makir Bechachmaso, as Gidi Haaretz, Ezu Gid Hoylech El Eretz Kush, Vinata Bo Pilpulin. What's going to be an Eretz Kush, Vinata Bo Pilpulin? Ezu Hoylech El Eretz Cheruvin, Vinata Bo Cheruvin, Shekol Gidi Haaretzis, all of the Gidim of the land, Bayim Litzion, Shemisham Mishtiso Shal Oilam, Shenamar Mitzion Mechlal Yoifil Chachnamar Eitz Kopri Bevesh Tanchuma. It has the Eitz Kopri. It's a mamish in your lave, Omoyach, right? Basically, Shlomo HaMelech compares it to the Beis HaMikdash, where the Eitz, where everything comes to, or the body part. This is the Beis HaMikdash, the heart, the head of the Jewish people is that, just like the Beis HaMikdash, the punishment is not so severe because it's the heart of the Jewish people. Mamish Ois, that's exactly what Shabbos is. Shemakor, Shabbos is the source of all Kedusha, of all holiness. Shabbos is the source of all blessing. V'lev Ha'olam, really, it's the heart of the world, and therefore transgressing the Shabbos, Chilul Shabbos, is so, so severe. A person who doesn't know what Shabbos is, doesn't understand what they're doing. Right? The people, by the way, you see people today, they play around with, they smoke, or they do stupid things, and they're affecting their heart and their lungs. They have no clue what they're doing. Obviously, imagine not just smoking, taking a knife and putting it to your heart. People, you look at them like they're nuts. Crazy. So when a person's Mechal Shabbos, whether they're cognizant of it or not, that's what they're doing. If I feel Masha culture, even a little bit, it could be tragic. Kevan Shemadu, we're talking about the heart, the head, brain surgery, Astia Kalaba Yoiser, it could be the end of ends. For MS, and the truth is, what we've explained both by Shabbos and the Temple and the Beis HaMikdash, Yesh Kapeda, that there's such an issue with even a minor change, Chutasara, is because it could, like the head and the heart, La Mito Shal Davar. Hadavru hapach, the truth is the opposite. Shibuguf mai be'emes, hasiva shaleva mokokach adinim, ad shivestia kala be'yoser, tluim achane shesam be'emes makam nifkash ha'adam in boro. The reason why these are the places Serbia, our soul is, it's the place of the meeting where the soul hits the body. It's not merely that the heart. You know, that's why when your heart stops, you die. Right? It's where the point of where the soul is. It's a place where you connect to Hashem, and that's also the Beis HaMikdash. It's the Beis HaMikdash in the person. Right? The Mikdash was the part where you connected the physical world to the spiritual world. So too, in the heart, so to speak, is where the eternal soul and connecting to Hashem connects to our physical body. Zelashon Rambam. This language in the Rambam and God to the perplexed and more nevuchim. V'da'achi, and no, my brother, shaseichel, our head, our brain, is shefa aleinu ma'ashem yis'ala. That connects us to above. Hubeinu lebeinu. Obviously, a person has prophetic vision. That's for sure. But in general, it gets our wisdom, our divine wisdom. It's all connecting us to Hashem. Shasham be'emes makom ha'mifko sha'adam in Borah v'Pol. Obviously, that's where our soul, you know, connects to for that reason. Chen Amru, Akash Baruch Hu, Liban Shal Yisrael. Right? We say that Hashem is the heart of the Jewish people. Rim Shasha Lev is, the Lev is the base HaMikdash of the person. The heart is the base HaMikdash of the person. And the brain, both those. Alken, Maise, Mayach, Uvalev, the head and the heart. Yeshba Mimitsias Achumra, it's as if you're in front of Hashem. The head and the heart, the place which gives us our life force, it's those who are in front of our heart. You cut your finger, you cut your heart in half, you're dead. You cut a piece of your heart, you're dead. You can have a piece of your brain, either you're totally brain dead or you're dead. Velken Maisa Bamoach Leish, it's a chumra of Oymah Bifnei Hashem. When you're in front of Hashem, and that's why it's so delicate. When you're in front of Hashem, is one of ra'ada, of trembling, of fear, of you have to be on it. You can't lose focus when you're in front of Hashem. That's exactly the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is Hashem's palace. You have to be on your highest, best favor. I told you that story, Yehuda Avner, when he was a career politician, he became the ambassador to England from Israel. It's in the book, The Prime Minister, which he wrote. He talked about practicing to meet Queen Elizabeth II. The words he would say, he didn't just go, everything he said, he practiced and practiced. And she's some, you know, no power Queen of England. It's just a ceremonial position. That's all that thing is. And he was so nervous, certainly if a person's in front of Hashem, King of Kings, who is ultimate, eternal power. We have to be in our best if we're in the Beis HaMikdash. And that is exactly what Shabbos is. Shabbos, we're in the Beis HaMikdash. Makom HaShras HaShchina. V'mashach kol Shas HaShabbos, Adon Metzias Shabbos, we're in front of Hashem. Therefore, Chil HaShabbos, transgressing the Shabbos, breaking the Shabbos, is the most severe. It's unique. It's unique. Even things which, like, again, as awful as when I say it, it bothers me. Bothers my God. As Bernay say for Torah, is that you're not in front of Hashem. You may be doing an act of rebellion that even may be greater, but you're not. It's not the heart. It's not in front of Hashem at that moment. So that's why Chol Shabbos. So this is just week three. I'm going to end this on this note. The reason breaking the Shabbos is so severe is the same reason, just like the opportunity of Shabbos. The opportunity of Shabbos, as we elaborated the past couple of weeks beforehand, was an opportunity like nothing else to connect Hashem. So much so that Rav Pinchas said a chiddush that on Shabbos is it's if we have the Beis HaMikdash. Ad kedei kach. So much so that on Shabbos it is as if we have the Beis HaMikdash. When we're in the Beis HaMikdash, our game has to be higher. With opportunity comes obligation, and the obligation of Shabbos for every single Jew is to live as if we're the Beis HaMikdash, to be careful what we do. And I actually have a whole shiur on this. If you email me, I can give it to you. I did this in Amichai many years ago. I did the Hakdama of the Mishneh Berurah, the introduction of Chafetz Chaim to Chelek Gimel, to his third volume, which is all about Shabbos. And the Chafetz Chaim over there says that the only way you're going to keep Shabbos is by learning the laws of Shabbos. Right? Just like the only way you'll keep the laws of the Beis HaMikdash are to learn the laws, it would be a very bad idea. Right? I know that many of you on this call have learned Daf Yomi, some of you finished Shas. Right? There's all kinds of halachas when you learn Zavachim, how you offer a korban, how you do the sacrifice. If you're dealing with different avodas, if you're a kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, different services, what you do, you cannot do that, as we mentioned, unless you know you do it. Well, really, to keep Shabbos correctly, a person needs to know what the halachas, what the laws are. And Shabbos, there are lots and lots of details. And it's important that a person, in order to keep Shabbos correctly, does learn those halachas. Okay, so we'll end here on this note, which is just, again, showing the obligation of being the Beis Mikdash. Next week, we're going to talk about singing on Shabbos, singing both in davening and singing at the table, Shira v'Zimra, and that's what we'll focus on for the next couple weeks after this. Okay, wishing everybody a good Shabbos and everything that we do.